It's not very often North Halton resident and celebrity contractor Mike Holmes gets to help a family make it right in his own backyard. But that was recently the case when he heard about the health hazards Georgetown's Jason and Alicia encountered in their new home. The local couple bought a wartime house during the height of the competitive pandemic real estate market, and like many others, they couldn't put any conditions on their offer for fear the seller would move on to the next buyer. So a home inspection by the home's crew didn't happen until after the deal was done. There was lots of mold, radon. They found everything, said Alicia. With Jason beating childhood cancer twice, and the couple being on a journey to become parents through in vitro fertilization, IVF, they knew the importance of making the home a healthy one. From left, Michael, Sherry and Mike Holmes. Photo courtesy of the Holmes Group. And that's where the Holmes family comes in. Local residents can watch Mike Holmes and his children, Sherry and Michael, overhaul Jason and Alicia's house on the latest episode of Holmes on Holmes. Building a Legacy, which aired this week on Cottage Life. We gutted the entire house and did everything by the book, because that's what we do, said Mike. A big priority was ensuring the home is free of radon, the number one cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. It's a naturally occurring gas. You can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't see it. You have to test for it, said Michael, explaining that it seeps in from the ground through basement concrete slabs. Indoor air quality is something that not enough people talk about. Nowadays we build airtight homes, so we have to vent it, radon, outside or have a proper air circulation device. Added Mike, it's a very bad problem right now. This house had 4 times the limit of radon. I recommend everyone test your air. With a fan installed that runs 24/7 pulling the radon out of the house, and the mold safely addressed, the home's crew turned their attention to maximizing the layout of the home, making it more open concept and creating storage space. The new, open concept living room and kitchen. Photo courtesy of the Holmes Group. They worked with interior designer Kimberly Capone to bring their decor vision to life. With Sherry Holmes being Alicia's best friend, she may have felt the most pressure to make sure everything was perfect. I wanted to make it super aesthetically pleasing, with the best layout to make the house feel larger and welcoming, something that feels like them, and not just a showroom house, said Sherry. It's safe to say the Holmes team achieved their goal. Just wow. I was pretty speechless, said Alicia after seeing the changes for the first time. It still hasn't sunk it that this is ours. It looks so different. It's beautiful. A definite highlight for the couple is the nursery. It's so warm and welcoming, said Jason. It's also my favorite because of what it signifies. What's next? The Holmes team is currently casting for their show in the GTA. For further information, visit makeitright.ca. The Nursery. Photo courtesy of the Holmes Group.